Good day, mate.
Kia ora, koutou kotoba from Aotearoa.
Magandang araw mga blushies.
This is Finding Answers Season 2 with JR.
And Tina.
Ooh. Oy, Tina, long time no see.
Oh, literally talaga. Long time.
No see.
Oo, na-busy eh.
No. What has been happening in your life? Parang super busy these days.
Oh, well, I'm actually moving house. I have moved house. Tapos na. Oo, lumipat na ako. Kasi I came from a flat share. Sa kasagsagan ng COVID sa Melbourne.
Oh my gosh. Pushing towards the journey of independence, ha?
Totoo! Diba? Personal growth and independent living. Nagsarili na talaga ako.
How was the entire thing? Maybe not necessarily share all the nitty-gritty details, but how was it? Just so they have an idea on how is it done here.
Mabilis ang pangyayari. I'm not sure if it's because may factor doon ng COVID, but yon crazy lang because maraming lockdowns, maraming restrictions. Only one person could help me move. But ang pro nun is I was able to find a house very quickly and the real estate agencies actually approved me very quickly as well kasi siguro wala masyadong naghahanap ng bahay during this time. So,
right.
Advantage yun. And yeah, nakahanap na ako and cheaper lease as well. Kasi you can just imagine, diba? A lot of people moving out, either going back home offshore, overseas, or going to their parents' house. So, maraming bakante. And so yun, it kind of works for people looking for a new place. Just moving around a lot and moving all my furniture and with some restrictions. But it's been good. I finally moved in and it's back to regular programming.
Yes! Well, I think affected talaga overall the real estate industry. Sabi nila, even the house rates and everything, kapag mag-loan ka to purchase a house, blah, 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 now is actually one of the best times to do that.
Totoo.
Kasing yun nga. So, if you have the capacity to, so, sabi nila, push nyo daw yan.
Yeah. Pero, alam mo yung something interesting, I'll just add very quickly, kasi sa restrictions ngayon in Melbourne, which is stage 4, you're not allowed to do physical inspections. So, everything has to be done virtually. So, lahat videos.
Even the inspection.
Lahat, even the inspection. So I wasn't able to see this house physically. So, leap of faith, but it all worked out in the end.
Interesting, no?
Oh, very interesting. And character building experience.
I don't have much to share in terms of like the super difficulties because when I experienced moving house here in New Zealand, a couple of times, I already have an established friend who made asikaso the whole thing.
Galing.
And then, we did, I think in the first one that we did, we asked for the help of some movers, just for the big stuff like the beds and everything.
Yeah.
And then the next one, just for the beds and then the rest. Yeah, so I didn't have like much things to share about it, but from the stories of others have experienced it. Yeah, really, usually it's a hassle. It's a lot of work, blah, blah. But it's really fulfilling once you've done everything. So maybe we can have like an episode dedicated to that experience of yours. No?
Definitely. Character building experience siya. So we should talk more about this exactly.
Yes, and speaking of character building experiences, so making the bigger move of actually migrating to a new country is, to say the least, such a rich experience for both of us, no, Tina?
Yes, true. And ang dami ko nga ring friends na nagtatanong sa akin about my experience moving to Australia. Siguro, lalong na-highlight during this COVID pandemic. And lagi ko sinasabi, wait for our next episodes kasi didiscuss namin yan ni JR and a lot kasi ang daming tatanong din. And ito na nga, for those asking about the various ways of moving to Australia, this is the episode for you. Today, we'll talk about the main visa options or migration routes to Australia.
Exactly, kasi we did this initially for New Zealand and we promised them nga, diba, that we're going to do like a counterpart episode for the visa options for Australia. So, As we've mentioned in that episode as well, a little disclaimer, mga kabeshies, we are no immigration advisors. Our views and opinions are just based on our own interpretation about the information that we read and stories that we heard from the experiences of others like our friends, mga networks, mga sharing, mga nababasa rin namin, di ba?
Totoo. And it's very important that you verify the information that you gain from us by doing your own research or DYOR. Or sabi nga ni JR before, GMG.
GMG.
Google mo,
girl.
And then check with the Department of Home Affairs website or consult a legit migration agent. So with all the different options, I know there's a lot of them. It could get overwhelming as well, especially if you go to the Department of Home Affairs website. So today, we'd like to frame this topic into four main routes or pathways. We'll start with the skilled migration, that's number one. And then we'll discuss employer-sponsored, the student visa route, and other options. So, without further ado, JR, what's the first visa option?
Right, so the first of the four visa options that we're going to discuss is the Skilled Migration Program. So this one, you will be able to see this sa sinabi nga kanina, homeaffairs.gov.au. So yes, they have a specific page for that one. So the skills stream of the migration program is designed to attract migrants who make a significant contribution to the Australian economy and fill positions where no Australian workers are available. So skilled migrants have very high participation rates in the workforce, helping to stimulate economic growth, which results in more jobs. So pretty much, they are looking for key skilled people who will be able to fill the gaps in terms of like the demand of specific skills that they're looking for. So
exactly,
that's why the first step that they have to explore, that they would like to check if they would like to explore this route, is the occupation lists and see if their current and previous occupations satisfy the requirements o yung mga nasa shortage list. Actually, yeah, Australia and New Zealand share such lists. So, it's called the ANSCO, the Australia and New Zealand Standard Classification of Occupation. So, that list provides information on the skill levels of the job, qualifications, and their experience needed to work in occupations. And just so they know, the specific link on that list can also be found on that migration program skilled stream dun nga sa homeaffairs.gov.au. So, the list and the page also provides like limitations or caveats kung ano yung mga excluded in terms of like the occupation in certain circumstances lang naman, and whether the occupation is included on the medium and long-term strategic lists, the short-term skilled occupation list, and the regional occupation list, or the regional sponsored migration scheme RSMSROL list. Because those specific lists naman, kapag nandun kayo, mas may high probability, pag nandun yung skills nyo, the higher probability that you will qualify for this scheme. So it also, that page also provides you the assessing authority for skills assessments. Kasi hindi lang naman kailangan sasabihin mo, oh, I have those lists. They have to be properly assessed, and you need to provide some sort of documents and evidence from the assessing authority that you actually have those specific skills, no, Tina?
Yes, and maraming lists nga na available. And for each list, iba-iba rin yung set of occupation. No? So it could go from a short term of like 2 years to 4 years all the way to the long term, and meron din yung regional na i-discuss natin later. And under this route or pathway, there are different skilled visas available. And I'll walk you through the different subclasses very quickly. The first one is the Skilled Independent Visa, which is subclass 189. It's a points-tested stream, which means that the higher points you get, the more chances of winning, kumbaga. So, the points actually come from different factors like your age, like your English competency, or ayun, maraming different sources for points. But Skilled Independent Visa can be used to either work and study anywhere in Australia and also sponsor eligible relatives for permanent residence. So if I might just like summarize this whole pathway, you know, the Skilled visa pathway, it's straight to permanent residency. So once you get this particular visa, you're automatically a permanent resident na. So you will be eligible to apply if you know, you have the suitable skills assessment. So as JR mentioned earlier, there are different occupations list, and those occupations, you have to prove na you have enough qualification under those occupations. So meron kang a-apply na skills assessment. Some positions require skills assessment. So kailangan mo magpasa nun. Meron ding age. So you will be able to apply for this visa if you turn, if you are under 45 years old. You should be able to score 65 points or more. So as I mentioned earlier, there are different ways of getting points, and that has different factors like English competency, your skills requirement, and also your health requirement. Meron ding health requirement, character requirement, and ayun.
Character requirement, usually mga police and NBI clearance lang naman yung kailangan i-provide. No?
Yes, yung health requirement, magpapa-medical ka. So
medical and everything.
Ka. You're well and you're healthy, then you're good. Another type of scaled visa is the scaled nominated visa. So I think the main difference of subclass 190 dun sa first one na diniscuss ko is that you need a state or territory to actually nominate you. So may additional step to. Kasi yung first one, yung 189, diretso ka na dun sa apply ang mong occupation eh. As long as you are able to prove na you have high enough points to satisfy that occupation requirement, then you're good to go. Permanent resident ka na. But this skilled nominated visa or the subclass 190, you still have additional step of proving to a state or territory that you are indeed a skilled worker that they need. So,
but you know, paano ka manonominate?
Yun,
and
kasi
who's going to nominate?
May additional step kasi siya eh. So, usually, before you apply, magsusubmit ka muna ng expression of interest through skill selection.
Right.
So, nandun
so parang may nomination process. Pero yung initiation of nomination, dun pa rin sa applicant manggagaling. Gusto ko pong magpa-nominate, so ikinokontakt mo si state or something.
Yes. So, both skilled nominated and skilled independent, they start with the submission of an expression of interest, and that requires like skills assessment. So does your college degree, for example, align to the occupation that you want, or yung experience mo ba with work for the last few years align din sa ina-applyan mo? So si skill select yung mag-identify whether you satisfy that requirement or not. After that, you gather your documents and then you apply for the visa. So with nominated, pag sabi ni, kunwari, New South Wales, which is the state where Sydney is, then, ah, sige, okay, we want you. So, ina-nominate ka namin. That's the only time, pag nakuha mo na yung nomination, na you can apply for the visa and then you wait for the visa. So, medyo longer process siya, pero same pathway pa rin din naman.
Yeah.
Merong ding temporary graduate visa or subclass 485, which I'll discuss later on dun, under sa student visa route natin. And then the skilled work regional provisional visa, which is basically mag-a-apply ka ng nomination for a regional area. So, hindi siya state or territory. Kasi Australia has different states and territories, right? So, like, for example, Melbourne is part of Victoria. Sydney is part of New South Wales. So, yun yung mag-nominate sa'yo under skilled nomination visa. Kapag nag-apply ka ng subclass 491 or skilled work regional visa, yun yung mga regional areas with pwedeng within New South Wales, pwedeng within Victoria, or for example, Northern Territory, which as a whole is a regional area. So ito yung mga nangangailangan talaga ng tao kasi walang masyadong pumunta sa kanila.
Right,
so,
right.
If you want, well, this is perception ha, hindi siya official, but ang perception ng mga tao, if you want na mas madali yung pagpunta mo ng Australia, mag-apply ka sa regional. Yun.
Right. And it's the same with New Zealand, no? Actually, you can get more points if yung pupuntahan mong place is outside Auckland.
Yes.
Kasi diba super dami ng tao sa Auckland. If outside Auckland, mas maraming points ka na pwedeng ma-assign sa'yo. Because they would actually really like to encourage people to go to the less na matao or,
oo,
you know, ng mga lugar and everything.
So, kumbaga yung requirements nila, hindi kasing higpit ng like social ng like Sydney or Melbourne.
Right.
Para mahirap talaga makapasok Sydney and Melbourne kasi maraming tao dyan.
Yes, exactly. And I think this skilled migration program, ang maganda dito is it's, I think it takes longer compared in terms of like assessment and processing, just like the skilled migrant category here in New Zealand, no? Pero sure ball siya. Kapag sure ka na pasok ka, mas kumbaga secure. Mm-hmm.
Permanent ganun, resident diba? Ka na. Oh, kasi right. Unlike other pathways na we'll discuss a bit later, ito, diretso na. Eh, yung iba, may pasikot-sikot pa before you actually...
Pero mas mabilis. Parang you'll get to be in Australia. So, kung hindi ka nagmamadali, go the skilled migration route. Pero kung gusto mo na talaga makapunta, go ka dun sa mas mabilis.
Oo.
Na may mga pasikot-sikot na stuff.
Itong skilled independent... skilled independent. Skilled visas, whether independent nomination or regional, sariling sikap to. Walang sponsorship whatsoever from a company. Ang meron is the next one that we'll discuss. But very quickly, may eligibility requirements itong skilled migration program, which usually includes, number one, your age. So you can apply for this if you're below 45 years of age. You have the right level of education. Your English language skills are competent. Whether your occupation is on the skilled occupations list, so din na naman tayo nagsistart, diba, sa occupations list, you have enough work experience, and your health and character assessment are okay, kumbaga. So, kung approve ka dun sa...
You have evidence to provide. To, yeah.
Yun.
Okay. So, for the next one, you've mentioned this one, is the employer-sponsored visa. Ito, sureball din naman to in a way. Pero ito yung mas mabilis na route, right? So if you don't think that you can have enough points to achieve any of the skilled visas, especially kung I suppose yung specific skill mo is not part of any of those lists that were provided, you can also explore this other route.
Or kung wala kang masyadong budget, kasi medyo mahal yung skilled visas eh.
Oh yes, $4,045 pa yun.
Wala pa yung English English assessment.
Oh yeah, may bayad pa yung IELTS or something.
Wala pa yung skills assessment, which if I remember correctly, mga 40,000 din ata yun. So kung wala masyadong budget, then employer-sponsored visa is great.
Dito, you have to be really lucky, di ba? Kasi kung mayroong employer na magkagusto sa'yo that you're willing to sponsor your visa. Kasi usually, sa mga ganitong routes, employer shoulders almost everything that you need to spend on, no? So for this visa, you will have to find a job where the employer will sponsor your visa. So under this category, employers can sponsor workers on a temporary visa. And under the temporary visa, you qualify for multiple entries and exits sa country. After 2 years of working for the employer, then you can apply for permanent residency. And I guess, Tina, this is the route that you have taken, right?
Yes, ito na nga. Kasi initially, I tried the skilled visa, then quite worked out. But then I got lucky as well because I met my employer and they hired me. And yun na nga, sabi ni JR, sila din yung nag-shoulder ng lahat ng expenses. We hired a migration agent. I think overall, it took us around 2 months. Kasi
bilis, no?
Mabilis siya, pero mabusisi din sa stages. Ang first stage is for the employer to prove that they actually need someone outside of Australia or outside Victoria in my case to fill in that position. So for
and they couldn't find it locally, no?
They couldn't find it locally. So for them to prove that, they have to advertise the position and yun na nga, to prove na none of the applicants actually satisfied what we're looking for. And then after that, they have to prove that they're actually eligible for employer sponsorship. So dito na pumapasok yung mga yung financial health of the company and marami pang requirements yon. So
yeah, because they have to apply for that, no? Kailangan ma-recognize sila as someone that can actually sponsor visas.
Dapat ano, parang sure ang Australian government na legit itong company yung sponsor and getting people from outside Australia. So that's the second part. And the last part is the visa for the actual employee, which is Nina. So I have to submit all English requirements, character references.
So nag-IELTS ka rin?
Oh, nag-IELTS. As... skilled pala. Kasi ang IELTS, it lasts for 2 years eh. So you can use that however way you want, whether you want to apply for student visa or yeah, employer sponsor. So yun, nag-IELTS ako, nag-medical din ako, and then I had to submit all the police, NBI. In fairness ha, in terms of requirements, mas madali siya compared to skilled.
At mas madali siya compared to getting OEC.
Totoo! Ano ba yung OEC, JR?
Yung Overseas Employment Certificate, which is your exit pass sa Philippines if you will be an overseas Filipino worker.
Oo. Pero diba? ibang pang story yung
POE. Pero ibang story na yun.
Sa totoo lang, sa buong experience ko with employer-sponsored visa, POEA ang pinaka-challenging. Not from the visa side, but...
I don't know if I've shared this with you last time, pero ako nga yung OEC, hindi ko na siya kinuha sa Pilipinas eh. Uh-huh. I just applied for it once I arrived here in New Zealand kasi may ganun namang option. But anyway, that's another story.
Ayun.
So this one, you have to be lucky. For the employer-sponsored visa, you have to be lucky. Parang kami ni Dina, nakuha kami ng employer na magsa-sponsor.
Pero ano eh, you can be proactive as well kasi I know someone na nag-apply lang siya sa LinkedIn as in send lang ano ng cover letter and resume sa LinkedIn. Basta try ka lang nang try kasi malay mo meron talaga.
Kung gusto mo talaga, yeah. But it's not super easy. Pero if you chanced upon it, right? And then for example, the employer really needs it and they really couldn't find someone who fits the role and you pretty much has the skills to fit the role. So, diba?
Kumbaga, the hardest part for the employer-sponsored visa is finding an employer. Once you find an employer willing to sponsor you, madali na, relatively speaking, yung mga requirements mo. Kasi there are a lot of occupations. In my case, yung occupation ko, hindi na kailangan skills assessment, which was the most difficult part for me when I took on the skills migration program. So, yun.
Interesting.
The next option, JR, is the student visa. And
yako, super common din ito.
Super common. I think ito yung usually talaga na ginagawa eh, no? To migrate.
Pero ito yung tipong mag-i-invest ka.
Mag-i-invest ka sa time, sa pera.
Sa tuition.
Oo, talaga. Parang kung gustong-gustong-gusto mo talagang lumipat. Right. And wala, if you feel like skilled migration isn't for you and hindi ka makahanap ng employer, then you can try to study in Australia. If you listen to episode 3 of our season 1, ayun, student visa, nag-share sa amin yung aming mga friends from Melbourne and Auckland about their experience studying in Australia.
Yes.
But this is longer and more expensive. Kasi nga, for example, mag-aaral ka for 1 to 2 years, pwede kang makakuha, you can buy 2 more years or 4 more years by doing the graduate visa. Which means na after mong graduate din sa program mo under student visa, pwede kang magtrabaho under a graduate visa program. So that could take like 2 or 4 years. And then yun na, dun ka na talaga bebenga talaga na, oh, magpapakita ang gilas ako sa employer ko para i-absorb ako. And then, i-sponsor ka. Which is usually nangyayari sa mga nag-take on the student visa route. Yun, we'll know more about this path actually because we've invited one of our friends to talk about his experience. He actually spent 9 years before becoming a full-fledged citizen. Really? Australia, yeah. Yeah.
But he went through the student visa route as well.
He started with a student visa and then did a postgraduate visa. And then got absorbed and got sponsored by an employer. So, tatlong visa options na yun. And then finally became a permanent resident. And then after 3 years, became a citizen.
Wow, galing, no? Pero to all the ones na who are really interested on migrating to Australia, I think student visa is one of the, I think, easiest.
Yeah.
And common.
Yeah.
Common talaga siya. I think we interviewed another one who... did this route sa ihaw-ihaw.
Yeah.
Yeah, maglalabas ka ng pera. That's a given. Pero, more or less, sureball din siya kung mag-grant ka ng visa. Like, kung mag-grant ka ng visa, yun. Pero may risk in such a way na chapter mag-aral yata, you need to find for a job and everything. But yeah. And the good thing is, you can work while you are also studying, although may limitations yan. And Tina, do you know na, for example, you have a partner and you're on a student visa, your partner can, you can actually kind of like sponsor your partner to join you, and that partner can work.
Yes, totoo.
So parang yun yung maganda doon. You see, plus one, pwede mag-work ng full time, tapos you can like earn blah 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 blah.
But and better nga may iba na ano eh, like student visa, tapos yung partner merong occupation na under the occupation list. So parang kasama rin as skilled. May mga ganong combination. Pero I think with the student visa route, dalawang caveats yon. First of all, dapat when you apply for a student visa, you have to prove that you're a genuine applicant. Hindi yung, for example, you spent 5 years working and like, ano ba, in a management consultancy firm, graduated management, you know, BS management. And then, all of a sudden, gusto mo mag-aral sa Australia, commercial cookery. Medyo parang alanganin yun.
Madidetect nila. That's why actually sa Philippines, di ba, may mga nag-o-offer na mga agent, na mga school, na mga partner na ng schools.
Yeah.
Tapos wala silang bayad kasi pag natanggap ka dun sa school, part na ng tuition mo yung bayad dun sa agent.
Oo, parang ang commission ng immigration agents kapag
migration agent, specifically for schools, di ba? And alam nila yung mga tips. Yan, education agents. And alam nila yung mga tips na ganyan.
Uh-oh.
If ever, na kung paano. Kasi baka mamaya kumuha ka lang ng any course da para lang makapag-aral, they will discourage you if ever. Kasi they know kung ano yung mga hinahanap ng mga criteria ng mga visa processors.
So to be sure, since free din lang naman, mag-consult ka na lang ng education agents. And I used to work, because I used to work in an embassy, I used to work with some of the education agents as well. So, please send us a message if you want to find out kung sino yung mga legit talaga na education
agents. Marami din namang legit, di ba?
Oo, marami din naman. And
yeah. Pero ang usual, ano kasi nila, usual question nila is, naku, baka mahal yan and everything. Usually, they are all free. And yung mga kailangan mong baya, and they're really helpful daw.
Yeah.
And yung mga kailangan mong bayaran, doon na nila i-charge sa school. So, it's as if part siya ng mga fees mo sa school. Eh, kasi Australia, New Zealand, a big part of their income, if you don't know, ha, international students.
Totoo. Biggest export yan.
Ang dami nilang, ano, ang dami nilang kita doon. Kasi yung tuition ng mga yun, like, 3 times or 4 times than sa tuition ng mga residents.
That's true. Mas mahal magbayad kapag ano, international student ka. So that's the first caveat. You have to make sure na related yung iyong course na kukunin when you apply for student visa.
Sa career mo.
With your career or with your experience. The second one is that when you apply for a program and you plan to migrate, i-align mo dun sa occupation list. Gets? So, like, it's not like, mag-aral ako, student visa, sige, gusto ko mag-migrate, so mag-MBA ako. But like, management is not part of any occupation list right now. So, you have to make sure na yung applyan mo rin na program is somehow related to one of the occupations in the occupation list.
Or maybe something na will guarantee you na masasponsor ka or something. I don't know. Ng employer.
Yun, maraming different ways, pero yun, yun yung mga pathway so far.
Mm. And since this is like really a common way of doing it, make sure that you ask around. For sure, meron ka makikita friend of a friend of a friend who actually went through this process and that will can provide, you know, tips and tricks. Actually, if you guys have questions, Tina and I have personal contacts who went through these routes. We can just refer you to them.
Guys, diba? Seryoso, like, kabeshies. I think like 70% of the people I know here in Australia na Pinoy na nag-migrate na, nag-student visa route sila. So, yeah, just send us a message if you want to learn more.
And if you have specific questions about it. Yep.
Yeah.
So, meron Tina, ano pa tayong... Oo, so din meron pa kasing... So, three main visa routes na yung napag-usapan natin. No? So, ngayon, yung mga... iba na lang. Mayroon pang mga other visa options na ang pwede nilang gawin if they don't want to go through the first three. So, the first one is the Australian Business Visa. So, this visa is designed to encourage business owners and investors to settle down there in Australia and start a business or develop new business opportunities in the country. I think the main one na kailangan nito is dapat meron silang pang-invest.
Yes.
So basically, there are two ways to get a business visa. So if you are a provisional visa holder, you are eligible for a PR visa after you establish a business in Australia. And applicants who have the caliber, oh, diba? May caliber to run a business, are given a direct PR visa which is sponsored by a state or territory government. Ang maganda kasi dito is when you apply for investment visa, you're going to have a business. It's as if you're going to be providing opportunities as well to other people to be employed and also contribute to the economy. So the business visa actually has four categories. Business owner category for those who fully or partly own a business. Senior executive category for senior executives in business. Investor category for those who are willing to invest in Australia. And business talent category for persons with the caliber to run a business.
Galing.
So yeah. So kung business-minded ka, entrepreneurial mindset and everything, and you have the capacity, you have the capital for it, go ahead and explore this visa.
I think this applies also to businesses na innovation related, maybe like startups, scale up, tech, ganon. But any similarity with like skilled migration program in the sense na ang state or territory or yung Austrade, which is like the commercial arm of the Australian government, they will identify and select those skilled business people or investors they might want to nominate. So, sila yung mag-nominate sa'yo. And then, you will get invited. But then again, parang you have to prove na you could offer something, your business could offer some innovative products or services for Australia.
And you should have the caliber. Yun yung na-takeaway ko dito. You should have the caliber to run a business.
Diba? Oh, social. Meron pang isa, but unfortunately, hindi applicable sa ating mga Pinoy. But,
compared to New Zealand, no? Yung route na ginawa ni Girl Chasing Sunshine. Hi, Anne, if you're listening.
Hello,
I know you
Anne.
Missed us. We missed an episode. Talagang nagsabi ka na, oh, wala kang episode for this week. So, ito na yun.
May avid
so,
listener na
namin ulit. Yeah.
Ayun. So, katulad nung kay Anne, sorry, but sa Australia, hindi applicable ang working holiday visa. Not sure why, but
for the other countries, the ones that are based in other countries, meron silang partnership with Australia to go on a working holiday visa. Just like pretty much yung similar setup with the working holiday visa in New Zealand. So if you're interested to do that and you're not from the Philippines, they have a list of the countries that are eligible for this one. Just go to their website.
Yeah. So that's pretty much it. I know there are a lot of different visa options, but we decided to zero in on these four because I think those are the number one most common ones and number two most feasible ones to do.
Yeah, especially for us, no, coming from the Philippines. So do you have any key learning or something that you'd like to share with them?
I think siguro in this whole journey of finding the perfect route for you to migrate to Australia, persistence is key because it could get really overwhelming, especially like number one with information. And that information you have to absorb, maraming requirements that you have to prepare, and maraming different options that you have to consider. But first and foremost, make sure that you do your own research and don't take it for granted. Make sure that you know all the stuff, like all the requirements and eligibility, because the Australian government is not playing around. Like, they're really serious with, you know, satisfying each and every requirement. And I think that's one of the reasons why the skilled migration program didn't work out for me, because I tried the DIY. I tried to do it myself, but I messed up with one of the steps. So if you must, then feel free to consult like a migration agent. But yeah, persistence, and also don't give up, you know, like if you fail in one route and if you really want to move here, then explore another and then another. Just remember that there are a lot of Filipinos who have made it here in Australia.
Yes, yeah. And maybe just keep that in mind. Sa ako, kinaya nga ng iba, kaya rin yan, di ba? Yes. If you really like to do it, if you're really persistent about it. And as Tina mentioned, yes, you can do it yourself, but it's not necessarily that you just have to do it all alone in the entire process. Kasi ang dami nang naka-experience gumawa nun. So get in touch with whoever na sa tingin mo makatulong sa'yo. Like, join Facebook groups and everything. Pretty much Filipinos, mahilig naman sila mag-respond sa mga questions and posts.
Sobra. And yeah, just ask around. And also, keep in mind that if it's that easy, then everybody will be doing it. So don't be discouraged if it gets really tough, because it's really part of the process. But again, just keep doing it.
Yes! So good luck! Good luck to everyone. Hopefully, when COVID-19 ends or whatever, may vaccine and all that, it will all be common again, you know, transferring to another country and then applying for this visa. Mag-open na ulit yung mga visa processing offices and all that. Mag-efficient na ulit sila. Kasi alam ko ngayon, marami silang backlog eh.
Oo.
Diba? Any shoutouts, Tina?
I'd like to do a shoutout for Vincent Sulit. He used to be my classmate in Manila Science High School. So, hello Vincent. He's now a dentist and he made my parents postisos.
Wow. Sulit, so, ha? Sulit ang
friendship. Sulit talaga. Sulit siya. So, if any of you need any dentist help, just get in touch with us and I'm happy to link you up with Vincent. He's based in...
Where's his location?
He's based in Makati. So,
Makati.
Oo, magaling siya. Tsaka yung partner niya talaga. So, yan.
Right. And to all those naman who live in the south, well, no, particularly in Binangonan, Rizal area, my sister opened a diner. It's called Z Diner or Z Diner. So check it out. It's located at 1 Rockwell Street, Meralco Village in Barangay Palangoy, in front of the multipurpose hall there in Binangonan, Rizal. So their Facebook page is facebook.com/eatzdiner. So yeah, so they offer lots of like mostly Filipino foods, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And pretty much ngayon, since walang dine-in, they do delivery services and all that. And also, Philippine Airlines once again, and in cooperation with the Philippine Embassy in Wellington, in New Zealand, is offering again a repatriation flight for all Filipinos here in New Zealand. It's happening on September 4. And then I think a PAL representative informed the embassy that there are still available seats for that special Auckland-Manila flight. So kung merong mga nakastock pa dito, just get in touch with PAL at pal@airlinemarketing.co.nz. So I think September 4 yung Auckland to Manila, and I think there's another one na Manila to Auckland naman the day after. So look for the Facebook page lang of the Philippine Embassy to get more details about it. So ang galing, no? May mga repatriation flights and all.
Sama ka ba?
Tapos very active yung embassy. Gusto ko nga. As hindi naman ako stuck. Pero alam mo, kapag umalis kasi dito, on your own volition, on your own choice to do some sort of personal travel, whatever, pagdating mo, you have to pay na for the... No, you have to pay na for the isolation.
Oh, shock.
Yung, and it's around $3,000. So kailangan mo pa yung idagdag. Kailangan pa yung idagdag sa gagastos din mo yung pa-hotel sa yun nung ano, pa-isolation.
Next time na lang tayo umuwi.
Kaya nga eh. Alam mo, nakabook pa ako ng November sa Philippines. Most, I don't know, pero most likely malamang din naman siya matuloy.
Baka ano.
Pero hopefully, crossing my fingers. Otherwise, hopefully 2021 is the year that yes. We all rise up from the ashes. From
wow!
The ashes!
Famous lang!
Okay, overtime na tayo. So mag-closing na tayo, Tina.
So mga kabeshies, hope you have enjoyed our topic for this episode. And if you have any other topic suggestions, comments, reactions, or any message you want to send, please get in touch with us on our Facebook and Instagram pages, Finding Answers. Or send us an email at finding.answers@gmail.com.
Right. We really, really hope that you've learned a lot for this episode. We tried to make it as informative as possible. But if you still have questions, get in touch with us sa mga social media accounts na sinabi ni Tina. So,
abangan nila yung ano, karugtong nito, right? Because we're
yes, kasi yun
someone.
yung actual experience no, from someone.
Yes.
So that should be really, really, really interesting. So join us again in our next episode of the second season of Finding Answers with JR
and Tina.
Bye, Kabeshies!
Bye, Kabeshies!